Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, here every other week with brand new episodes, brand new guests talking about Walt Disney World. Obviously, the last couple of episodes were my trip reports from Shanghai and Hong Kong. So if you've ever fancied going there, you think, oh no, I can't go. I'd love to go to China, but I know it's too much. It's too stressful. I wouldn't get in the country. I wouldn't understand the language. Please listen back to those last two episodes, because I've been telling people that since I've come back, people who've been to Walt Disney World quite a few times and are saving up to go back, I say, if you've got it in your budget, once you book the flights, it's a little bit cheaper. Don't be intimidated by going to some of the eastern parks. But have a listen to those two episodes. We're back talking about Walt Disney World on this episode. If you'd like to be a podcast guest to jump on and talk about Disney World, or if you've got any questions about the parks, you can send me a message. Follow us, give us a like on the socials at Pod Magical. Doing quite a lot on TikTok now. I've finally got my head around that. Hello to Francine. Sorry it's taken me so long to answer this question, Francine, but it's just a general parks question, Andy. Have you got any top tips on dining in the parks? Well, obviously, we've got free dining now, haven't we? So there's a debate for another day about whether free dining really is free. My first big tip would be, in your suitcase, pack as much as you can that you can take into the country that will particularly sort you out for breakfasts and snacks in the parks. So, you know, those little porridge pots that you can get if you don't mind having porridge with hot water, because there's always kettles in the hotels. Some even have microwaves as well. Buy some milk over there, or cereal bars, nuts and dried fruit. Pack what you can in your suitcase, and then, you know, at the end of the trip, once you've eaten all that, you've got a bit more room in your suitcase for souvenirs. My other top tip would be, if you do want to do the buffets, particular character buffets, go for the breakfast option rather than lunch or dinner, because you're still meeting the same characters, you're still filling yourself up with food, but breakfast is always cheaper. And if you can make your breakfast reservation as late as you can in that breakfast booking slot, so, you know, some breakfast will go on to like 11:30, which is practically lunch, take your time. You might even sit it out and get some lunch items in there. Have a look at Disney Springs. They have some happy hours as well. If you want some adult beverages, that might save you a bit of money. Check for what are the cheapest places to eat as well. I've mentioned this once or twice. A really good place to eat at Caribbean Beach is Sebastian's Bistro. It's an alternative to going to Ahana. I think it's just as good, and it's so much cheaper. If you're at Epcot or Hollywood Studios, you can quite easily nip out. It's on the Skyliner. So if you're staying at Caribbean Beach or any of the Skyliner resorts, it's right there for you. That's a good one. But just have a look at some of those restaurants or those dining places that are in the resorts, not necessarily in the parks. It might be a cheaper option. You know, if you're doing quick service, eat off the kids' menu. Don't be afraid to order off the kids' menu. Or if you're in a restaurant and there's a couple of you, feel free to like split stuff, you know, they're quite good with that, as long as you tip well. So there's a few little tips on saving money and dining in the parks. Hope that's been of some help. If you have any questions, or if you would like to be a podcast guest to come on and talk about Disney World, give me a shout. At PodMagical is where we are. And fresh back from her first ever Walt Disney World trip, welcome to the podcast, Natalie.
Hello.
So your first ever Walt Disney World visit?
Yes. It was beyond my wildest dreams, to be honest. I knew I was going to love it, and I loved it 10 times more than I was expecting.
Have you been to Disney parks and Disney things before?
So when I was 9, my parents took me to Euro Disney. We see now Disneyland Paris. And I loved that because I was always a Disney kid and then grew into a Disney adult. And then 2 years ago, we went on a Disney cruise around the Mediterranean. And that's when I was really like, right, we've got to make this happen now. We've got to get out there. And it's, you know, it's not a cheap trip being a family of 5 with my husband, 2 older children as well. That was in, like, I was on a mission then to get it booked in.
So how long in the planning was all this for your trip? When did you literally start going, right, this is where we're staying, this is where we're going?
My planning probably started a year before we went, which was, you know, researching the best time to go, the prices, where to stay, whether we, because we went to Miami first, so whether we flew up to Orlando, drove, got the Brightline. I did all this behind the scenes research to, like, kind of put a case forward to my husband.
So he didn't even know you were doing this.
He had an idea, and then I said, look, this is what it will cost, this is where we'll stay, this is how long it would take. I said, if we stay on site, we get free transport. I said, if we do hire a car, this would be the most cost effective. And then we booked it in October and went in February.
Should be a travel agent, Natalie.
Yeah, I know, I should.
Sounds like you could get everything sorted for everyone. So tell me about the trip. Where did you fly from? Who did you fly with? Where did you stay? How long were you there for?
So we flew from Heathrow to Miami to stay with my brother and sister-in-law who live out there. And then we did 4 days in Miami, and then we hired a car. And we hired the car just for 1 day, and we drove up to Orlando. And we, as soon as we got there, we went to Walmart, did a huge Walmart shop. Yeah. And then went to our hotel, and we stayed in All Star Sports.
Cool. So how long were you over there for?
We did 8 nights there.
Was that enough, Natalie? 8 nights?
No.
Already she's saying no. That means you're going to have to go back.
We had, like, you know, the last few days were approaching, and we were like, oh no, we like this. We don't want to go. One, we don't want to go home anyway.
Yeah.
And 2, there's just so much to do.
More than you were expected, even with all your planning.
Yeah, I had a list of things I wanted to do, and we were like, oh my God, we haven't even done that. I went to Disney Springs and I didn't even get a Gideon's cookie. I really wanted to do that. And it was only when I think we'd been there and I was like, oh my God, I forgot to go. It's just like, there's just so much. And then you don't want to rush through it all. And yeah, we are going to go back.
Yeah. Have you started that plan yet? Or
sort of. We've started like the account to, like, save our air miles and stuff. Just kind of put like a plan of action in to, like, get out there again, maybe. Not next year, the year after. If we can go next year, we will. But realistically, it might be the year after, especially because we took our little boy out of school to go, which was a lot cheaper. And we probably won't be able to do that again. So
no, they're onto that.
Mean for a much more expensive holiday next time.
Yeah. End of August, end of the summer holidays, when all the American schools go back, that's a good time to go if you couple of weeks, which is pretty quiet as well.
It was quite good in February though. It was like just right. So
yeah. You kind of just before the American spring break and Easter holidays. That's not too bad. Did you venture out to anywhere else besides Disney? Did you go to Orlando's, like, SeaWorld or anything?
Universal, because obviously 8 days is a fairly tight schedule. We had like one rest day, and then we went to Universal 1 day. Specifically because it was our little boy's 7th birthday that day, and he is obsessed with Jurassic World.
Right.
We were like, right, we're here, we have to get over there. So we actually attempted both the parks in 1 day, which was quite a lot. But yeah, we had a great time there. But
did you manage to do everything at both Universal Parks in one day then?
No. We spent a lot of time in the Jurassic Park area. And
well, it's his birthday, so you should.
Had like a stroll through like the Hogsmeade, went on Hogwarts Express. And then we did make one error. He was really, really, really excited to go on the Universal Studios ride. And it wasn't until we got into the studios and I looked on my phone, I was like, I think, because he'd been watching the video of it. And I was like, I think he might have been watching the video from California.
Oh, no, like the so backstage. With the
news. He was fine about it. We did have to say, look, Mummy made a mistake. That ride isn't here. He was like, well, we'll go to the one where the ride is. I was like, it's the other side of the country. And then he saw, like, outside a restaurant, a ginormous shark statue thing. So that kind of, he was fine with that. He still had a great day. So
yeah, maybe next time, maybe to California.
Disney bubble. So yeah.
Yeah. We should talk about some of your favorite things then that you found while you were at Walt Disney World. So you stayed at All Star Sports, did you say?
Yeah.
Did you venture to any of the other resorts, any of the other hotels while you were there?
So
any
of them catch your eye? To the Polynesian, and I went on my own to the Grand Floridian as well. Yeah, we went to the Polynesian for the Stitch breakfast.
Yeah,
and that was stunning. We were at our hotel, All Star Sports, and we thought it was absolutely amazing. We were like, how is this a value resort? It's incredible. Yeah. Like the theming, the cleanliness, like everything that's available to you, the staff were like incredible. And we were like, God, what are the other ones like if this is a value one? Because I can't fault it. And then we walked into the Polynesian and we were like, oh, I get it. It was just beautiful, that hotel. And then we did the breakfast there. And then I really wanted to go to the Grand Floridian. So everyone else went back to the hotel for like the rest day to just chill out at the hotel. And I went to the Grand Floridian on my own and just enjoyed like the peace, the piano music, went to some shops. And I'd love to stay there. That was lovely.
Absolutely. It's like, it doesn't really matter where you stay because you want to go and see all the other hotels anyway.
Yeah.
Even if you stayed at like a really expensive hotel, like the Grand Floridian, you still want to go to the Polynesian or to Boardwalk or anywhere like that. So it really doesn't matter where you stay.
Would have loved to have seen more. We just didn't have the time to do it all.
Yeah. Next time, Natalie, next time.
Yes, definitely.
With Natalie in just a moment. Quick news update as we are approaching May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. Walt Disney World have released lots of new food items and some merch that you can get your hands on ahead of Star Wars Day. May the 4th, including the Death Star Bucket, a Jawa Sipper. There's the Salvage Clone Trooper Helmet. I was actually at Hollywood Studios on May the 4th. I wasn't going to go. I thought, I've made a big mistake here. Going to Hollywood Studios on May the 4th, it's going to be Bedlam. I walked in and it was really quiet because everybody was queuing up for merchandise. Everybody wanted the popcorn bucket. So nobody actually wanted to go on the attractions on Star Wars Day until later on. So if you're going to be in Walt Disney World for Star Wars Day, enjoy. May the 4th be with you. And talking about Star Wars, the engineer role on Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run will soon have the most important job in the galaxy, interacting and looking after Grogu. Yes, new responsibility will be added when Mandalorian enters Smuggler's Run next year, May the 22nd next year. Because if you ever get stuck with that job, it's always a bit of a boring one and nobody really wants to sit at the back. But as of next year, next May, everybody's going to want to be there because you'll be looking after Grogu. So a couple of Star Wars updates for you from the parks. The only other, two big things just to let you know about. Keep your eyes peeled because it's almost halfway to Halloween. If you're wondering when we're going to get details about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, I'd say the next week. Keep your eye on our socials at PodMagical. And also, of course, next week, free dining is back if you are looking to book your 2026 Walt Disney World holiday, either directly through Disney or through Virgin Holidays or wherever. Free dining is back and the booking on that will start next week. As I say, any updates between now and the next podcast in the next couple of weeks, do keep your eye on our socials. Give us a like, give us a follow at PodMagical. So Natalie's on the podcast. You had breakfast with Stitch at the Polynesian. Was that your favourite meal of the trip, or did you go anywhere else?
It was very good. The pineapple bread they give you when it starts is so delicious. I wish I could find it somewhere else. It was amazing. And it's all you care to enjoy as well. So that was really lovely, just like unlimited food and coffee. And then obviously all the characters come out and that's lovely and it's a beautiful setting. But we only actually ate in two table service restaurants. We did that one and we did Woody's Rodeo Roundup.
Oh, yeah. You know? Toy Story.
That was really good as well. The food there was really good, all barbecue stuff. But I'd have to say that the place I was most impressed with was a quick service, and it was Docking Bay 7 in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the food there. That was absolutely – it was a really strange name, but it was some kind of – marinated glazed chicken, and it came with mac and cheese and roasted vegetables, and it was outstanding. I said I would be happy with this if this was a table service restaurant.
Yeah.
It had some like crazy Star Wars name of the dish,
but they always do, don't they, going like, but why don't you just say it's chicken?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a fancy galactic name.
But it was so delicious. And also we had a booking at Ogre's Cantina as well for later on that day. And when we were at this Docking Bay 7, I was like, the theming in here, like you could almost not need to go to Ogre's Cantina because just this quick service restaurant is amazingly themed as well. So we were all really impressed with the food in that place, and also went to a really nice burger place in Disney Springs called Deluxe Burger,
yes.
That burger was amazing. Oh. Yeah, really good. But I was really impressed with all the quick service food. I was kind of, you know, after this trip, we're going to feel like, you know, we want to detox, eating lots of like fries and chicken tenders. But the food was amazing. Had loads of really nice Caesar salads as well.
Great salads over there.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the food. I didn't expect that. It was, the quick service food was amazing.
So budgeting wise, you say, was it Walmart you went to on the first day? So did you stock up for like breakfasts and snacks to take with you? Then you're not constantly purchasing food in the parks.
Yeah. So I bought like picnic cutlery with me. I bought bowls from home, plastic bowls from home. So we could have like cereals, pastries and stuff in the morning in the hotel room. And then we bought like loads, big batch of rolls, spreads, sandwich fillings, crisps. All stuff to make packed lunch as well for the parks.
Full on mum mode.
Yeah, I did go full on
mum. Disney mum mode. Yeah. I love it.
Especially we were a family of five in two different rooms as well. So
yeah,
you know, if you're adding breakfast and lunch for that many people, it really
soon
adds
racks up.
Yeah.
And with the rooms, were they adjoining rooms so you could keep an eye on the older kids?
Yes. Well, sort of. We backed onto each other, so we were both at the end of the strip, and then so we would come out of our room, have to walk down the balcony and like round the back, so we cut our rooms like backed onto each other.
Yeah, all right, this is not too far then.
Yeah,
and did you manage to do
19 and 22? So they were okay.
Oh yeah, they're old enough to
left to their own. Yeah,
and did they stick with you for the entire trip, or was there some days where they'll go, oh, we're gonna do different stuff?
Well, yeah, we all started the days together, but we decided to have this like mantra for the holiday, which was because we had a lot of different ages. So there's me and my husband, our 6-year-old who turned 7 out there, 22-year-old and a 19-year-old, varying interest levels, and which are all now the same. Everyone's now obsessed. And different age levels. We knew that, you know, not everyone was going to be on the same page at all times. So we said, we're all just abide by, no one is forced to do anything and no one is forced to miss out on anything. And it just, everyone just really took it on board and just really worked with it. We worked so well as a five together, considering my husband's older two, my two stepchildren, like we don't all live together. So it was like the longest we'd all been like that intense together for a long time. And it just that like everyone just like kind of kept that in their head. And if my stepson Charlie, if he's got ADHD, and it got to maybe like 3 o'clock in Magic Kingdom, and he was like, oh, I'm starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed. I need to just go and like I think I just need to go back to the hotel and just like reset myself, which he needs to do sometimes. And it was easy to just be like, yeah, cool. Like, we'll see you later. And I think Caitlin, my stepdaughter, she was like, I might go back for a little chill as well. And then she came back and met us for the fireworks. But that's the beauty of being on site. Like, they could just go and do their own thing.
Yeah.
I was hardcore. I was like open to close.
Brilliant. That's the way to do it, Natalie.
Yeah, you go back for a rest. I didn't have a choice either. I was like, no, you're staying with me. Also, my husband, he's like, I'll stay with you.
He a convert? Was he a Disney fan at the start? Or
he was, you know, he thought the cruise was amazing, and you know, he's watched the films, and you know, he's aware of it and likes it. And then I think maybe halfway through, I said to him, "What do you think?" I was like, "I know this is very much me, who's like really pushed for this holiday," and he was like, "It's incredible! It's absolutely amazing." He's like, oh, there's no place like it. This is just amazing. And he's now like me, like, just can't wait to get back again.
Yeah. You won him over. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Converted him. It just, yeah. And all five of us just, we've got our family WhatsApp. We just send each other like things all the time. Just memories. Yeah. Yeah.
Because a cruise obviously is very different. Disney cruises are brilliant, but you've got all the elements of Disney and the customer service and everything, and the food is incredible. But with a cruise, you can kind of like, it's just a bit more chill, the stuff to do, but you can go back to your room. But when you go to Disney World, it is full on intense. Yeah. Like you say, there is so much more to do.
Yeah. But I think we were quite open to the intense. I think if you're open to, right, we're here open till close, and you're prepared for that, like I was, then it was fine. And we did take some time. We went and sat in the Pinocchio Village house.
Yeah.
Sun. We just sat outside and it was quite quiet at that point. We got some food and stuff and just had like a chill for an hour. And and then we were just kind of ready. We were like, oh, let's stroll over to the fireworks. And then we just kept getting pushed up further and further to the castle. And I was like, oh, I can't believe how close we are.
Don't get too near though.
I'd prepared myself to be like all the way down Main Street watching it. So I was like, I can't believe how close you are. This is brilliant. it's just amazing there.
And you managed to do everything you wanted to do. You went to all the parks, did all the attractions.
Yeah, we did all the parks and we did Magic Kingdom twice.
Yeah.
Because then my brother and sister-in-law who live in Miami, they came and joined us for the following weekend. So we did Magic Kingdom again with them. I'm trying to think if there were any rides we missed out on. I think we got on pretty much everything we wanted to get on. Yeah.
What was your favourite? What's your favourite attraction there?
I find this really difficult because every ride blew my mind. Like, I love the theme parks here in the UK, but they've been ruined for me now. The rides out there are just something else. Like, they're just incredible. But I'd probably have to go, I really love Soarin'. I got on, it was one of the first rides we did. The very first ride we did was Spaceship Earth. So that, I think that will have a special place in my heart. And it was also the very last ride we went on as well, because me and my husband went to Epcot, just the two of us, on the last night. But I think you'd probably guess it, probably Guardians.
Oh, yeah. Like, takes incredible. A lot to beat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to go on that again. And Pirates of the Caribbean as well. I was like, we'll go on that. That would be cool. That blew my mind as well. I thought that was amazing. And Flight of Passage.
So, got to do them all.
I know, it's really hard to pick one, isn't it?
What's your favourite memory of the one thing that happened on your trip?
Mine, personally,
is
probably when we got on Spaceship Earth, because I had watched so many vlogs and done so much research, and I was aware of this ride, and I knew it was like quite an iconic ride, but it wasn't a thrill ride or anything. And we got into Epcot on our first day, and my stepdaughter said, that's only 10 minutes. Should we just go on it? I was like, yeah, we'll go on it. And I had my stepdaughter and my little boy in front of me. I was on one on my own. And then my husband and stepson were behind me. And none of us really knew what to expect. And I think we were all just so surprised at how cool it was. And I just remember, because you know on it, they take a photo of your face and then they do like a little cartoon at the end. And I could hear my little boy really laughing. And it was just like, we're all together. It's the first day, the first thing we've gone on. And I was like, this is going to be such a good trip. And I think that moment for me, my husband would say golf because he went to the Palm Golf Course.
Oh, right. Day he wasn't with you was his favourite day.
But yeah, I'd probably have to go, I was having a good thing, or that or Fantasmic.
Fantasmic is great as well. Yeah. But the great thing about Spaceship Earth, especially with taking the little one out of school, it's so educational.
Yeah.
You learn lots. So if I was to give you your perfect Disney World day, you could live over and over again. Not your only day on the trip, but if you were to put together your ideal day, staying where you want, eating what you want, doing what you want, what would you do? How would you spend it?
Oh my gosh. Well, stay where I want. I guess I'd probably go for the Grand Floridian, or maybe Animal Kingdom, because, and then have a room overlooking the animals. That would be pretty cool. And then I'd go to Ohana for breakfast because that was delicious and I loved it and it was so cute. And then I would go to the Grand Floridian just to sit in that lobby and have a tea or a coffee and just look around the shops. And then I mean, I wouldn't be able to get all the rides done that I'd like to go on, but I'd probably, if I could get to all of them, if I could park hop, that would be a perfect
day. And do absolutely everything.
I'd go to the Animal Kingdom, do the Safari and Flight of Passage, and then I'd do Soarin' Guardians of the Galaxy and Spaceship Earth at Epcot. And then I'd have to go to Magic Kingdom to go on the People Mover in Golden Hour at sunset. We did that both days we were there, and that is just the perfect time to go on that. That was lovely. And then Hollywood Studios for Fantasmic.
So that's where you'd end the night, Fantasmic?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So when do you reckon you'll go back?
If not next year, the year after. Although I have literally just been looking at going to Disneyland Paris for my birthday in December.
They've got a great music festival on at the minute, and the drone show at night and the fireworks.
I said to my husband, do you know what? I just priced up Disneyland Paris for my birthday in December and it's not as much as I thought it would be. He's like, let's have a look at it.
Let's have a look. Put together a presentation and a spreadsheet and we'll see how we get on. We'll see about it. Yeah. Oh, lovely chatting to you, Natalie. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And have a magical day.
Thank you. You too.
Drop me a message if you would like to come on the podcast and talk about all things Walt Disney World. It doesn't matter how many times you've been, when you've been, whether it's your first trip, whether you've not been for 20 years, everybody's got stories to tell. And I would love to hear yours. Share your memories with me. You can drop me a message on any of the socials. At Pod Magical is where we are. Maybe you are about to jump on that plane and go to Walt Disney World any day now. If so, well, it shouldn't be as busy as it has been the last few weeks. The spring break crowds and the Easter break crowds have now gone. So the next few weeks, they shouldn't. I mean, it's not going to be quiet. It's never going to be quiet, but it should be quiet. Weather's going to be nice and hot for you as well now. In fact, even the lows overnight, you're talking about 15, 16 degrees overnight. So even at night when you're sitting out watching Fantasmic, you should be all right still in shorts and T-shirts. During the day, it's low 30s, 31, 32. Pound to dollar is also doing quite good at the minute. It's been around 1.34, I think, this week, which has been the highest for about a year. So pound to dollar isn't doing too bad. You've still got the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. That continues for another month and a little bit. We've got live performances at the Garden Rocks, including Taylor Dane this weekend, followed by 98 Degrees, if you fancy a little bit of boy band action. Then into May, first weekend in May at Epcot Flower and Garden, you can see the Hooligans and the Plain White Tees. Oh, I saw last time I was there, actually. 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th at Epcot. Now, I did say just then, if you are going to be going to Walt Disney World over the next few weeks, maybe you are going to be going, but you don't know it yet. Here is my top tip for this episode. Now, this is something I've only really heard about over the last couple of weeks, but I wanted to tell you. Because tourism to America at the minute is quite low. For obvious things that are going on around the world, the number of people visiting America has dropped quite a bit. And because of that, there are some good last-minute deals if you look around. So if you can, I appreciate nobody can because you've got kids who are in school or you've got a job. But if you can go to a last minute trip to Walt Disney World, maybe thinking about, oh, we've saved up, so we're going to book now to go for next year because we've got the free dining. Just have a look at what you can get if you go over the next few weeks, I know somebody who's just booked. They're not staying at Disney, but they're staying at a villa, which is pretty much on the doorstep to Animal Kingdom, flying from Manchester with TUI, I think. And it was something like £1,000 for two people for a week. So the prices are dropping for last minute trips. So just have a look at that. I know this is a bit of a strange tip to end the podcast on, because you want to know if you're going next year, you want to know stuff to do and good tips like that. But that there's one. Maybe you've been quite a few times and you don't mind last minute just going, do you know what? Let's pack our bags. Let's go to Disney World. Let's go this weekend. Why not? I've never done anything like that. One day I'd really love to, because I've got an annual pass, but not yet, not yet. Too many other parks to visit. But let me know if you've found any good last-minute deals. Let me know on the socials, and I can share them there as well. So maybe somebody can find a last-minute bargain to Walt Disney World. If you are going to be going, enjoy. Tag us in your pictures. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. And you could give us a 5-star review as well. That always helps. Thank you much if you have done that. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.